When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, let's talk to Spike Eskin, because apparently Spike had a reaction on social media to our Twitter poll question today about how fans will or should greet Joel Embiid tonight. He's doing a superlative job, 2 to 6 in the afternoons. Of course, best thing he ever did here at WIP was hire John Ritchie as a talk show host. Good morning, Spike.
Good morning, Joe. I just would like to repeat the WIP afternoon show every day from 2 to 6 with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What is the name? What is the name of the show, Spike?
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Just
that's
said
verbose.
It.
Well, I literally just said it.
It is verbose, though. I mean, Spike, I love you, but that's a lot.
Well, some people like to include everyone's name in the show, and some people don't. It's just like it's a personal decision.
Wow. Yeah, you know, caller makes a point.
What about if your inclusivity harms the nature of the product?
Correct.
Well, I wouldn't say that is the case thus far. So if it would somehow get in the way of us fitting all the content in, we might have to have a meeting.
Nice.
No. We've been okay so far.
Spike, how's it, by the way, real quick, before we get to the sports scene, how has it been for you about a year into this now? You enjoying it?
Oh, it's excellent. I love being back at IP. Second of all, working with Ike and Jack is exactly how I hoped it would be. You know, I know those guys really well, and we have a great relationship, and I have fun every day. And then the third thing is I don't really get any emails or have any Zoom meetings or anything, which is a remarkable plus. So I'm very, very happy to be back and very, very happy to be doing the show with the guys.
How did I convince you that eating a mayo sandwich was really that bad? Because it's not bad at all. I would like to eat a mayo sandwich.
Ew, stop.
Well, I think
I used to eat bread with mayo on it just as a snack.
I understand your perspective on this, but to know Ike is to know that not only does he hate mayonnaise, he hates anything that like looks like mayonnaise. So if there's something on a sandwich that just happens to be melted white cheese or something, but it appears to be mayonnaise, he won't eat it. So, and then I thought of the three things that we all promised to do, the thing on YouTube that would get the most reaction is Ike having to choke down the mayonnaise sandwich. Nobody cares if Jack's son's name is Juan. I mean, really, it'd be very funny, but there's no result to that. But I think for the listener, Ike eating the mayonnaise sandwich will be the
visual could be kind of gross though.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Very gross.
Which would be good.
All right. I want to see him gag.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
There you go.
I won't deny that desire also.
All right, Spike, let's get to this Embiid thing. So yeah. We have this poll today because I do think it's going to be fascinating to see how people react to him tonight. And I know you had a reaction on Twitter that we even included the possibility of booing Joel pregame introduction. So here's the argument for why he should be booed. And let me be clear, I would not boo him, but I felt confident enough that, you know, any number of people would, and that's why I thought it merited being in the poll. So he probably played through the Olympics when he shouldn't have if he was injured.
Uh-huh.
He was part of them all not properly alerting the public that he wasn't ready for the start of the year. He does have a history of not rehabbing or being ready to be in shape on time.
Mm-hmm.
And he did have some comments recently that were very, I'm me, you're not. Like, I do a lot for you. And while I appreciate he's come back from a lot of injuries, I mean, the guy's also made hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's not exactly a martyr. So I love Joel big picture, but I'm frustrated with him. There's many people more frustrated than I am, and that's why I thought boo as a possibility for the poll was warranted. What is your reaction to our poll and the whole thing today?
Well, there's no chance he's getting booed tonight by Sixers fans. 0% possibility. Now, I want to be clear, you'll probably hear boos because it's the Knicks, and I would guess 20% of the crowd will be Knicks fans, especially given how the Sixers have started. My guess is they've bought up a lot of tickets. But I've been to a lot of Sixers games in my life, and when the best player, who was introduced last in the and the intros happens, everybody cheers really loud. It's his first game back. They've been bad without him. And I think all you need to do is go back to thinking about Donovan and McNabb and how polarizing it was as a conversation. But when Donovan came back with Washington, everybody cheered him. And when his number got retired, everybody cheered him. And all that stuff went out the window when you're there and you're supporting your team. So I don't think there's any chance, maybe a person here or there.
I disagree with you, Spike. I really do.
Let me give you
the argument why there will be more. This is the moment before the game.
Yep.
When the segment of the fan base that's disgusted demonstrates that disgust toward the player that they feel has not lived up to his end of the bargain. I mean, this is a moment. Like, I wouldn't boo him in the game, and again, I wouldn't boo him pregame, and I think there's a lot of people that wouldn't boo him in the game. But this is an opportunity to say, I rebuke the way you've handled this situation. I mean, my team is in a 2-7 hole in part because you weren't ready. And did not tell us that you weren't ready.
Time out. First of all, whether he tells us or not, I agree with you on that, but whether he tells us or not doesn't change whether he plays or not. So whether they told us or they didn't tell us, that had nothing to do with whether he plays. The second thing is, and people, I understand the other side of the Olympics thing, but Joe, if there were an Olympics of radio and the U.S. Radio Commission, and there was a competition, and it was the first 2 weeks of football season, and you had to miss the WIP morning show for the first 2 weeks of Eagle season to represent your country to prove that the United States has the best radio in the world, I know you would do it. There's no chance you wouldn't do it. I know you would do it.
He would definitely do it.
And it's the right thing.
Well, I'm an egomaniac.
And I would rip him.
No, Spike. But here's the thing, Spike.
The truth is that doing something for your country is more important than your job. Your country's more important than your job. Your family's more important than your job. Your friends are more important than your job. So, And I want to take everybody back to before the Olympics. I know it was a question, but I would say most people were okay with him playing in the Olympics.
I agree.
And they don't win the gold if he's not on the team. They don't beat Serbia. They lose the game. So, if you're asking me, is that worth missing the first 9 games of the year? I would say yes.
Oh, I would say no. No way, Spike. No way.
Well, then you guys are traitors to our country. I think that's a fair thing.
I mean,
wow, that is sort of un-American of you, Joe.
Yeah.
If Joel led to a gold medal for the United States,
you could
of America,
argue he did with that semifinals
with
game.
With the Serbia win,
for the love of God, look, Spike.
It's true.
It was great what he did in that game. Other games, he wasn't very good.
Okay,
gold medal
but that
game.
Does. But if Joel wasn't on the team, Spike, you're saying that we wouldn't have.
Well, because of that one game.
What we had Jay Wright on the show, who is very tied into USA basketball last week, and he also specifically said, if Joel is not on the team, we don't win the gold because of the Serbia game. All you need to do is go back
that
and watch the Serbia game.
Provide a compelling argument this summer, Joe.
And the other thing I'd say about the Olympics is one of the things we've had trouble with him every year is having the proper context as to what's more important, individual awards or the team winning, which is why he played in back-to-backs that he shouldn't have, which is probably why he was more run down at the end of the year, which is why he cared about scoring titles and playing too many minutes, all of these things. And he comes back from the Olympics after being surrounded by the best players in the world, and now he has a different perception of that. And he comes to camp for the first time, having lost a bunch of weight. And I don't think it's an accident that being surrounded by these players who know what is important actually had an effect on who he is.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
You don't.
He hasn't played.
You don't know for sure ever with anything. But I also don't know.
Well,
for sure.
You can't make that statement since he hasn't played.
Sure, I can. Because just like you can make the statement that if he didn't play in the Olympics, he would have been ready in the first 2 weeks.
No, I just said I never wanted him to play. I was very strong about that. Spike,
here's what I think you're missing as it relates to this poll and this whole topic. I want to read you. So I had two different people in the last week tell me they, quote, hate Embiid, okay? Now, I want to read a part of a text I got from a buddy of mine. He played college basketball in our town, okay? I'm not going to say the name, but this is what this guy wrote me a couple days ago. He says, also, I am so effing annoyed at the Sixers and Embiid. I took away my son's Embiid stuff. I don't want him or my daughter wearing it. Hate him, and I don't care how productive he is when he plays. Like, Spike, there are people furious.
Spike, how many games will he play?
You're missing that. You're missing that, man.
No, I'm not missing it. I understand it. I just know that in the game tonight, when everybody's there waiting to watch the Sixers, they didn't pay to go boo Joel Embiid. And I can also say that your friend who played college basketball in this town, who hates somebody he doesn't even know, is a psychopath. That's the other thing.
Yeah, but Spike, we're talking about sports hate. I mean, you know,
there's a difference.
You know what we're talking about, Spike.
I wouldn't say I hated. I wouldn't say I hated somebody. I don't ever say that. I mean that's look. There's my.
I hate Ben Simmons.
And my other thing is that I don't care.
I hate Ben Simmons. I have no problem saying it.
Yeah,
I hate that guy.
I feel good saying that. Actually, I think I need to say that more.
Yes, John, say it.
I hate Ben Simmons. Ah,
Spike, is this the weak stuff you peddle 2-6?
Ben Simmons.
Is this what 2-6 is? Weak?
Well, and by the way, I want to be clear. I have no problem if anybody boos. Like I don't. I'm not boo police. If people feel like they want to boo anybody at any time, I have absolutely no problem with it. This is not like an objection to the booing. My perspective is it's not going to happen. If it happens, it'll be Knicks fans. I think there's a very big difference between how people feel when they're on Twitter or they're calling your radio show and then they're in the stadium. Like all I heard, by the way, you remember when they signed Michael Vick. So Michael Vick does the most heinous thing ever to dogs, right? And inexcusable. And all we heard was all this controversy about Michael Vick, about how hated he'd be and not welcomed. And the very first time he got introduced as a Philadelphia Eagle, he got a standing ovation. And Donovan McNabb, all we did was fight about Donovan McNabb. I'm sure there are plenty of people who in Philadelphia said, I hate Donovan McNabb. And Donovan McNabb came back with Washington and everybody cheered him. There is no way that leading up to the guys, by the way, a guy who's won MVP, probably the most talented player who's ever played for the Philadelphia 76ers, he comes back against the Knicks. And that people are going to boo during the intros. It's just not going to happen. I don't disagree that people might feel like in the moment when they saw your poll that they might do that. But also, I don't think those are the same people that go to the games, that will spend $100 a ticket, spend their
maybe,
night,
but they're the ones that spent their money and he didn't show up for 2 weeks.
Right. And now they'll be happy that he's back.
Spike, how many games together prior to the postseason are we going to see Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey on the court?
All three of them. 40?
Oh, no way. Not that many. 40?
Well, Maxey's going to play all of them after he gets back, so you can cross him off of it. And then you're really just getting rid of the back-to-backs, one half of the back-to-backs. So now I don't know if they're, I think sometimes their strategy like this week will be, hey, we'll play both of them in the first game and then we'll see what happens. I don't think Embiid's going to play against Cleveland, but I suppose Paul George might. But I think 40 is a number it could hit.
That is ambitious. And I'm surprised that your number's that high. I love it though.
That's before any, that's not going to happen because that's before any Paul George or Embiid new injuries. Which are guaranteed to happen.
Okay. Look, dude, I don't think they're going to win the title this year. I don't think this, like, if you made me bet,
I don't think this
is going to work. Yeah, that would be my bet. But it is still the best possible plan they have at the moment, which is,
well, I agree, yeah.
You can do.
Yeah, to try it, yeah.
And again, just to go back to the Joe thing to wrap it up, I understand why people are upset with him. I get it. I understand it. I've certainly had plenty of moments of frustration. I have been frustrated with the way that the organization has treated the messaging of all of the injury stuff, and I've communicated that both on the air and to them directly. But like at the end of the day, he is still the best player on the team. At the end of the day, I want to see him play well. And if you and John, you've said this a million times, players mostly react poorly to boos and well to cheers. And I think we know all of that. And I don't think that if they're halfway through the game and he is 1 of 10 and they're down by 18 points, they'll get booed. I have no doubt that that will happen. But I think in the intros, I think that is a... I think that's an enormous long shot. They can hear boos from anything but Knicks fans.
Spike, enjoy the game tonight, and we'll be listening 2-6. Thank you, Spike, very much, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Espen. Thanks,
Spike. Spike Espen. Boy, there's a lot in there that I disagree with what he said. A lot. A lot. But it's all right. I mean, I think he's misreading how much there are some people really angry.
They are.
Really angry.
No, like you say it. I have a neighbor, you know, walks his dog and, you know, is always checking in with me on the Eagles. And I just brought up the Sixers. I said, yeah, and then the Sixers, he goes, I could care less.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just like, that was it.
Now, look, I get his point, and this is a reasonable point. In the moment, four guys' names have been said. You're excited. You're one minute away from Joel playing. You know how bad they are without him. You know that. We saw it last February and March. We've seen it this year in the first 9 games. We know what it looks like without him. It is exciting to have him back. However, I mean, if there's a moment to give a rebuke for what has gone down, that's the moment. He's being introduced. It's like, dude, I don't like the way you and you all, you the team, and you the player have handled certain things. That's the moment to send the message.
And if they see him lollygagging up and down the court, that probably won't go
that
over well.
Well, that too. And, you know, look, he's
got to play himself into shape.
Anyone think he's playing 35 games tonight, 35 minutes tonight? No. I mean, come on. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, morning team.
What's up,
Chuck? Joel Embiid, oh, he's coming to save the day. Oh, Joel, oh, he's back. Kiss my ass, Joel Embiid, because you should have been out there. This team needed you, and you was gone. And you know what? The thing about it is you're selfish and you're about selfish. Spike Espen should be ashamed of himself. To sit here and to take up for this man the way that he does is sickening. It's disgusting, and it makes me sick to my stomach. I hope they boo his ass out the building tonight. That way he'll want to wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? I want out of Philadelphia. Maybe he'll think that because he don't deserve cares from us. You know what I'm saying? He gives us – listen, let me tell you what Joel Embiid does, right? Joel Embiid gives us false hope every year. You know, this thing is centered around him. He is enemy number one, okay? I don't even blame the Sixers as much as I blame Joel Embiid because they built team after team after team around this guy. And now all of a sudden, oh, I can come back and play now. He's all about attention, all about himself. He's not about accountability. He's not about team. And you sit up there and say you did so much for the city. You ain't do nothing for the city, man. You did a doggone zero for the city, a donut for the city. And I tell you.
Well, he's done more. He's done more than that, but he shouldn't have acted like he's been, you know.
He ain't done a damn thing for the city. He ain't done nothing more than AI did for the city. He ain't done
Well, he's done less. He's done less than AI, of course.
He ain't done nothing more than Charles Barkley done for the city. He ain't done a damn thing for this city. What has he done? Nothing more than Donovan done for this city. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Donovan did a lot more for the city than Joel did.
He's done a lot more for this city than what he did. Joel Embiid is a big fat zero, and I can care less if he came back tonight and dropped 50, okay? No one cares about him coming back tonight and dropping 50. He's submarine this season single-handedly. And the least he can do is come back tonight and play for his team.
Okay. All right, Chuck. We got you, my man. You can win this Flyers tickets here. What makes you think of the old days? Oh, he's gone.
Wow. I just wish we could tell where Chuck stood. You know, I'm just not sure where Chuck stands on this.
Again,
you know?
And that's, James, that's my point about the conversation with Spike. Spike was acting like no one's going to boo.
Yeah,
of course there's some people that are going to boo. I don't know if it's 1,000 or 3,000, but there's going to be some people that boo. I mean, Ben, I mean, that's fire what Chuck was just spitting.
Yeah, it was straight fire. I mean, he threw his opinions out there. And I think most of them are well-warranted.
I did too.
You know, I just have a tough time with the whole, you know, you could chastise him about playing in the Olympics. There was no bigger honor than playing with the USA on the front of my chest.
But he should have played if he wasn't healthy.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
But I just said he shouldn't have played if he wasn't healthy.
I would agree with that.
Because Spike was making it like...
But we have no idea that he played not
but
healthy.
But James...
We don't know.
He could have hurt himself there.
Well, you know what? We don't know.
You know what, then?
That's part of the risk.
Then he got re-injured and the Sixers lied.
He's always...
It's one or the other.
The Sixers lied. Of course the Sixers lied. Who thinks the Sixers didn't lie?
Okay, well, you know, Joel could have stepped up and said something.
Everything they say is a freaking lie.
That's part of the boo tonight. Part of the boo, if you boo, is you're booing the whole thing.
And let me point out... Who the owner of the Washington Commanders?
Well, that's right.
Just to throw.
No,
more
you're
stuff
you're,
on the
you're
line.
Right.
But here's what I don't and like. I admire. I actually don't admire. I'll take that back. I don't admire Spike's, you know, ability to just support this team regardless.
Well, he's very critical at times.
But the Joel thing, I just don't get. I just don't get because I mean, I think a lot of us just look at him and we're realistic about
what
he is.
Fair enough.